Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Monday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Be thou my vision through night and come day. Light on me always thy spirit to stay. Thou eternal Father, the great and the last, the wise and true sovereign of all that shall pass. Be thou my wisdom, my staff and my stay. Shine through the darkness, give light to my way. Be thou the true source of all I enjoy. So let carnal pleasures no longer annoy. Be thou my guardian, my sword in the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Thou my soul's shelter, and thou my high tower. Wilt thou raise me heavenward, O power of my power? Riches I heed not, or man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only still first in my heart. The high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be thou my vision, O ruler of all.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You who have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart, for my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man, forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
How great is the goodness, Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong. Let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of kindness and truth, you saved your chosen one, Jesus Christ, and you gave your martyrs strength. Watch over your people who come to you here and strengthen the hearts of those who hope in you, that they may proclaim your saving acts of kindness in the eternal city.
Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me.
Guide me in the way of your truth and teach me.
For you are my saving God.
From the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus said the Lord, go, buy a potter's earthen flask. Take along some of the elders of the people and of the priests, and go out toward the valley of Ben-Hinnom at the entrance of the Potsherd Gate. There proclaim the words which I will speak to you. Listen to the word of the Lord, kings of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I am going to bring such evil upon this place that all who hear of it will feel their ears tingle. This is because they have forsaken me and alienated this place by burning in it incense to strange gods, which neither they nor their fathers knew. And the kings of Judah have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built high places for Baal to immolate their sons in fire as holocausts to Baal. Such a thing as I neither commanded nor spoke of, nor did it ever enter my mind. And you shall break the flask in the sight of the men who went with you and say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Thus will I smash this people and this city, as one smashes a clay pot so that it cannot be repaired. And Tophet shall be a burial place for lack of place to bury elsewhere. Thus I will do to this place and to its inhabitants, says the Lord. I will make this city like Topheth, and the houses of Jerusalem and the palaces of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the place of Topheth, all the houses upon whose roofs they burnt incense to the whole host of heaven and poured out libations to strange gods. When Jeremiah returned from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, he stood in the court of the house of God and said to all the people, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will surely bring upon this city all the evil with which I threatened it, because they have stiffened their necks and have not obeyed my words. Jeremiah was heard prophesying these things by the priest Pashur, son of Immer, chief officer in the house of the Lord. So he had the prophet scourged and placed in the stocks at the upper gate of Benjamin in the house of the Lord. The next morning, after Pashur had released Jeremiah from the stocks, the prophet said to him, Instead of Pashur, the Lord will name you Terror on every side. For thus says the Lord, Indeed, I will deliver you to terror, you and all your friends. Your own eyes shall see them fall by the sword of their enemies. All Judah I will deliver to the king of Babylon, who shall take them captive to Babylon or slay them with the sword. All the wealth of this city, all it has toiled for and holds dear, all the treasures of the kings of Judah I will give as plunder into the hands of their foes, who shall seize it and carry it away to Babylon. You, Pashur, and all the members of your household shall go into exile. To Babylon you shall go, you and all your friends. There you shall die and be buried, because you have prophesied lies to them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you.
How often have I longed to gather your children together, as a hen draws her brood beneath her wings, but you refused me.
You have stubbornly turned your heads so that you would not hear my words.
How often have I longed to gather your children together, as a hen draws her brood beneath her wings, but you refused me.
A reading from The Imitation of Christ. My son, says the Lord, listen to my words, the most delightful of all words, surpassing all knowledge of the philosophers and wise men of this world. My words are spirit and life, and cannot be comprehended by human senses alone. They are not to be interpreted according to the vain pleasure of the listener, but they must be listened to in silence and received with all humility and great affection. And I said, Blessed is the man whom you teach, Lord, and whom you instruct in your law. For him you soften the blow of the evil day, and you do not desert him on the earth. The Lord says, I have instructed my prophets from the beginning, and even to the present time I have not stopped speaking to all men. But many are deaf and obstinate in response. Many hear the world more easily than they hear God. They follow the desires of the flesh more readily than the pleasure of God. The world promises rewards that are temporal and insignificant, and these are pursued with great longing. I promise rewards that are eternal and unsurpassable, yet the hearts of mortals respond sluggishly. Who serves and obeys me in all matters with as much care as the world and its princes are served? Blush then, you lazy, complaining servant, for men are better prepared for the works of death than you are for the works of life. They take more joy in vanity than you in truth. Yet they are often deceived in their hope, while my promise deceives no one and leaves empty-handed no one who confides in me. What I have promised, I shall give. What I have said, I will fulfill for any man who remains faithful in my love unto the very end. I am the rewarder of all good men, the one who rigorously tests the devoted. Write my words in your heart and study them diligently, for they will be absolutely necessary in the time of temptation. Whatever you fail to understand in reading my words will become clear to you on the day of your visitation. I am accustomed to visit my elect in a double fashion, that is, with temptation and with consolation. And I read to them two lessons each day, one to rebuke them for their faults, the other to exhort them to increase their virtue. He who possesses my words yet spurns them earns his own judgment on the last day.
My son, surrender your heart to me and keep your eyes on my footsteps.
Then I will place a crown of grace on your head.
My son, open your heart to my wisdom. Listen to what I say.
Then I will place a crown of grace on your head.
Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.